time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every day leading up to the election at 3 o'clock, we do Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money because you care about childcare policy, you care about education, you care about securing the border. It's about the money, y'all. And one of the biggest problems in returning power to the people in this country is the absolute avalanche of money in politics. If money is speech, then regular middle-class folks, we're barely whispering. And billionaires and foreign corporations that can buy influence, they're the ones that are screaming at our politicians. Our avenue for change is through the ballot box and eventually through a constitutional amendment. So says our guest today, Jeff Clements. He is the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan organization working to pass a constitutional amendment that takes big money out of politics. He wrote the book on it. Corporations are not people, reclaiming democracy from big money and global corporations. Thanks so much for making time, Jeff. We've been setting the stage and talking about, one, how this isn't an issue for Republicans or Democrats or independents or people who are usually disengaged from the process. This is an everybody issue, and you see that when you go and put the amendment on ballots like you just did in Maine, getting 86% of the vote in favor of a constitutional amendment. But our politics seems so screwed up right now. People seem so divided. And of course, the money in the politics is part of the reason why. But a constitutional amendment seems like a really high hurdle to clear. Is this even possible today?
It's absolutely possible. In fact, it's happening, and it's happening, I think, in the next several years. I'm not talking like 10, 50, 20 years, but it's on right now. And I think that the first step is for us to accept that we actually do have power in this republic, but we're on the ropes. You know, if we don't use the sort of, you know, in emergency break glass mechanism of constitutional amendments, you know, shame on us. So that means it's on us to figure it out. And so when I started this a few years ago, I had the same questions I think most Americans have. Really? An amendment? How do we do that? When have we ever done that? And of course, it turns out, yeah, we've amended the Constitution 27 times. And what's interesting about it, Maggie, is we do this as Americans about every 50 years when things are really bad. So we did the Bill of Rights right after the Revolution, and the Constitution came out of Philadelphia, the first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, and they're pretty good ones. And then another 50 years and real problems, we're into the Civil War, we come out of that mess with three constitutional amendments to try to put the country and democracy back together, kind of get back to work and family and everything that Americans would rather do than politics or amend the Constitution. 50 years later, things are a mess. Between 1910 and 1920, war, pandemic, massive economic inequality, eclipsed maybe only by our own time, but real problems. And we did four constitutional amendments in the space of a decade. Did it again between 61 and 71. Again, when people were questioning whether this country can stick together and keep going. So this is exactly the kind of time we do amendments. So how do we do it? Well, look in the Constitution. It turns out you can amend the Constitution with a 2/3 vote in Congress and ratification in 3/4 of the states. So is that hard? Yes. Can you do it with just one party or in a partisan way? Absolutely not. So anyone who talks about an amendment who isn't cross-partisan, who isn't doing what we do at American Promise to unite Americans behind it, isn't going to get it done, because you need 2/3 vote in Congress and ratification in 3/4 of the states. But the reason we launched American Promise is we saw the opportunity. 85% is not unusual. Most Americans want this. So what if they had a place to go where Republicans and Democrats and independents could actually work together? That's what American Promise does. And so now we have 22 states that say we're ready to ratify. We hope Wisconsin could be 23. So we're doing a lot in Wisconsin and would love people to sign up at AmericanPromise.net. We're in Pennsylvania, we're in Arizona, we're in Utah, Wyoming, Texas. Those states are vying to be the 23rd and 24th. And when states pass these resolutions in the legislatures or in through ballot initiatives where people can do that, like they did in Maine, that is how we're building power. And it's how we can use that power to make Congress actually vote the amendment out and put it back to the states for ratification. So this has been happening. We have a lot of support in Congress. We're having interesting conversations. The Democrats got out a little ahead right after Citizens United. So in Congress, it's mostly Democrats so far. That's not what we see in the states. We see Republicans leading on this as much as Democrats, and we can win this anywhere. We got a majority vote in Wyoming just a few months ago. So there's nowhere where we can't win this. We're going to take that to Washington. We're having good conversations with Republicans in Washington. So we're going to get the 2/3 vote. We're going to get ratification in 3/4 of the states. And what the amendment will do, you can see it on AmericanPromise.net. It will give us the power to pass limits on how money is used in elections. And that's not unusual. We used to do that. We've had anti-corruption laws going back 100 years. There used to be a limit on PACs, $5,000. There wasn't such a thing as a super PAC. It was illegal to do more than $5,000 to a PAC. Now you have people putting $100 million and calling it a super PAC. That's what the Supreme Court did. We can unwind that. This does not have to be the way things are in America. We can fix this, but we got to get that amendment to the Constitution done.
And every Wisconsinite will, I think, remember with pride, regardless of their party, the work that our former Senator Russ Feingold did, that the Supreme Court then undid to try to limit money in politics. We got to get back to that. Again, where is the website that folks can find out more, Jeff?
It's AmericanPromise.net, all one word, AmericanPromise.net.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. That is Jeff Clements. He is the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan organization working to pass a constitutional amendment that takes big money out of politics. He also wrote the book on this called Corporations Are Not People, Reclaiming Democracy from Big Money and Global Corporations. I'll just say this on a personal note. I have always, as a lawyer and as someone that has cared deeply about public policy, been so personally disturbed by the access to both Democrats and Republicans that the richest among us can buy. It shouldn't be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. And Americans should be demanding of every debate, of every candidate, their commitment to the For Our Freedom Amendment. Let's take money out of politics. Thanks so much, Jeff, for your great work on this issue.
Thank you, Maggie. Really appreciate the conversation.
That's going to do it for today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We do this every day at 3 p.m. Follow me on Twitter, Insta, and Facebook. The Maggie Dawn Show. Back with more in a moment.